आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया सक्सेसफुली कैरीज आउट लॉन्च ऑफ अग्नि 4 बैलिस्टिक मिसाइल फ्रॉम इंटीग्रेटेड टेस्ट रेंज एट चांदीपुर इन ओडिशा। वाइस प्रेसिडेंट जगदीप धनखड़ टू इनॉग्रेट न्यू सैनिक स्कूल इन गोरखपुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ उत्तर प्रदेश टुडे। इंडिया ओवरटेक्स चाइना इन मॉर्गन स्टैनली इमर्जिंग मार्केट्स इन्वेस्टेबल मार्केट इंडेक्स। India's foreign reserves jumped by $2.3 billion to hit an all-time high of $683.99 billion. 10-day long Ganesh Chaturthi festival begins today with great devotion. And India's Hokkaido Hoteze Sema bags bronze medal in men's shot put event at Paralympic Games in Paris. India has carried out a successful launch of an intermediate range ballistic missile Agni 4 from the integrated test range at Chandipur in Odisha. The Defence Ministry said the launch successfully validated all operational and technical parameters. It was conducted under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. The launch marks another milestone in strengthening India's defence capabilities. In April this year, India has successfully tested the new generation nuclear-capable Agni Prime ballistic missile from the Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. It met all the trial objectives, validating its reliable performance. Strategic Forces Command, SFC, along with the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, had conducted that successful flight test. The Agni missiles are long-range nuclear weapons capable surface-to-surface ballistic missiles developed by India. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. In Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Dhankar will inaugurate a new Sainik school in Gorakhpur district. Our correspondent has the details.
This Sainik school is built on an area of 49 acres in the fertilizer factory complex of Gorakhpur with a cost of ₹176 crores. After taking admission in class 6 and 9th through entrance examination, studies have started in this Sainik school from 1st of July. In the first phase, 84 each students have been given admission in classes 6 and 9th in this school. There are a total of 40 girls and 128 boys student in the school, which has facilities of 20 classrooms, 4 labs, hostel, dining hall, multipurpose hall, conference hall, 1,014-seated auditorium, yoga center, indoor shooting range, indoor swimming pool, and a CSD canteen. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Gorakhpur.
Later, the Vice President will preside as the chief guest at a 2-day national seminar on Rishi tradition in modern life, organized at Jagadguru Rambhadracharya Divyang State University at Chitrakoot. Mr. Dhankar will also pay tribute at the statue of Nanaji Deshmukh at Deen Dayal Research Institute at Chitrakoot in Satna in Madhya Pradesh. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 12 people, including 4 children, were killed after a head-on collision between the vehicle in which they were travelling and a roadways bus in Hathras district yesterday. 16 others were injured in the accident. Talking to Akashwani News, District Magistrate of Hathras said the mishap took place near village Meetai in Chantpa Police Station area on National Highway 93. The injured are undergoing treatment in the district hospital. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the Hathras road accident. Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the family of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate 2 super speciality hospitals at Darbhanga and Muzaffarpur in Bihar today. On the concluding day of his 2-day visit, Mr. Nadda will also visit the demarcated site for AIIMS Darbhanga at Ekmi Sobhan Bypass. The minister will take stock of the progress of construction work at the Patna Medical College and Hospital, which is being built as the world's 2nd largest national hospital, equipped with over 5,400 beds. He will also offer prayers at Takht Sri Hari Mandir Sahib in Patna. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has announced a special relief package of 564 crore rupees for the flood-affected areas of the state. Dr. Saha told State Assembly that the special package is designed to help the state recover from the extensive damage caused by recent floods. We have a report.
Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha asserted that the initial estimate of damage due to the floods that ravaged the state is about 14,247 crore rupees. He said, national highways, state roads and rural roads were flooded and ponds, reservoirs and farmlands were inundated with silt and water. District magistrates and line departmental officers assessed the actual damage at the field level. The Chief Minister said after assessing the actual damage, the state government will submit a memorandum to the Union Home Ministry requesting additional funds for the relief and rehabilitation. Dr. Saha said the total financial package amounts to 564 crore rupees, which will be met from state government funds. The package includes 70 crore rupees for the Food and Civil Supplies Department, where 10 kilo of additional rice per ration card per month for the next 2 months will be provided. This will benefit about 9.8 lakh ration card holders in the state. For agriculture, rupees 15 crore has been sanctioned to provide financial assistance for seeds, fertilizers and other agricultural support for kharif and rabi crop production. Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Agartala.
Telangana government has announced 29 out of 33 districts in the state as flood-hit districts. State government has also announced an assistance of 3 crore rupees for each of these districts to carry out immediate relief works. Earlier, 4 districts were declared as flood-hit and relief works were being carried out there. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. India has overtaken China in terms of its weightage in the Morgan Stanley Capital International MSCI Emerging Markets Investable Market Index during this month. The weightage of India stood at 22.27% as compared to 21.58% in China in the index. Announcement in this regard was made by Morgan Stanley. The rebalancing reflects broader market trends. While Chinese markets have struggled on the back of economic headwinds in that country, India's markets have benefited from favorable macroeconomic conditions. In the recent past, the country has posted a much superior equity market performance driven by strong macroeconomic fundamentals of Indian economy as well as robust performances by the corporates. According to analysts' estimate, post this rejig in the index, Indian equities could witness inflows of about $4 to $4.5 billion. India's forex reserves jump more than $2 billion to a new high of $683.9 billion for the week ended the 30th of August. As per the RBI figures released yesterday, this is the third consecutive weekly rise of forex reserves backed by healthy dollar inflows. According to the RBI data, in the past 3 weeks, reserves rose by $13.9 billion. The data showed that foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, increased by $1.48 billion to $599 billion. Gold reserves saw a surge of $862 million to $61.86 billion. Meanwhile, special drawing rights, SDRs, were up by $9 million to stand at $18.47 billion. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesha, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place clay idols of Lord Ganesha in their home and worship them during the 10-day-long festival. Ganesh Chaturthi is a major attraction in Maharashtra where people celebrate it with great zeal. More from our correspondent.
To kick off the Ganesh festival, some households and mandals welcomed their Ganpati Bappa yesterday with devotion and fervor. Others are preparing today to receive their Ganpati Bappa amidst the rhythm of dhol, tasha, pathaks, fireworks and energetic music.
Jai Dev, Jai Dev, Jai Mangal Murti, Shri Mangal Murti, Darshan Matri Mane Kamena Purti, Jai Dev, Jai Dev.
Following this, the Pran Pratishtha of Lord Ganpati will be performed, featuring an elaborate puja and aarti. The deity will also be presented with modaks, which are considered his favorite treat. This 10-day festival, a hallmark of Maharashtra's cultural heritage, is celebrated annually with a range of cultural programs, including performances, competitions, and live setups known as Dekhava. These Dekhava often focus on social issues. The long processions, accompanied by Dhol Tasha Pathaks, involve months of preparation to give a fitting welcome to Ganpati Bappa. Many people across the state are traveling to their hometowns in the Konkan area, aided by special trains. This year, numerous initiatives have been undertaken to perform an eco-friendly Ganesh Utsav, including the use of clay idols instead of those made from plaster of Paris. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Telangana, all arrangements are in place for the grand celebration of Vinayak Chaviti with emphasis on eco-friendly practices. Thousands of pandals have been set up for a 9-day special community puja in Hyderabad. The state government has announced free electricity supply to the community pandals this time. Government and private and voluntary organizations have distributed lakhs of eco-friendly Ganesh idols to people to discourage them to use idols made of plaster of Paris, POP. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted the nation on the occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. In her message, the President said the festival of joy and enthusiasm gives the message of social harmony and brotherhood. Vice President Dhankar in his message said, Lord Ganesha, the embodiment of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune, holds a special place in the hearts of millions. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, India's medal rush continued on day 9 yesterday. More from our correspondent.
While Praveen Kumar clinched a gold in men's high jump T64 final, Hokato Hodje Sema secured a bronze in men's shot put F57 event, propelling country to the 17th position in the medal standings. India now boasts a total of 27 medals, including 6 gold, 9 silver and 12 bronze. The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have congratulated the medal winners. On day 10 today, Indian athletes will be eyeing podium finish in swimming, cycling, canoe and multiple disciplines of athletics, with several medal events lined up for Team India at the Games. In cycling, Jyoti Gaderia will feature in women's C13 road race final. In canoe, Prachi Yadav will be in action in women's singles 200-meter VL2 semi-final. While in athletics, Navdeep will feature in men's javelin throw F41 final event. Simran will also aim a medal in women's 200-meter T12 final. With only a few days left for the Paralympic Games to conclude, don't miss to cheer for our athletes by joining the live stream of the games on DD Sports. Swati Rakheja for Akashvani News.
In wrestling, Nitika won the silver medal in the women's 62-kilogram freestyle category at the Under-20 World Championships in Pontevedra, Spain yesterday. She lost to Ukrainian wrestler Irnia Bondar 1-4 in the final. Last year, Nitika had won the gold medal at the U-20 Asian Championships. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Prime Minister says India can find a solution to global water crisis is the lead story in The Statesman. The Indian Express reports, saving water has always been part of India's consciousness, says PM. PM Modi reiterated the mantra of reduce, reuse, recharge and recycle to save water. Amit Shah unveils J&K manifesto with a focus on welfare is the headline in Hindustan Times. Article 370, history won't return. Shah releases BJP manifesto for J&K poll, says the Tribune. And the Asian Age headlines, can talk to J&K youth but not with Pakistan, asserts Home Minister Amit Shah. Most papers also have on their front page the story with pictures of wrestlers Vinesh Phogat and Bajrang Punia joining the Congress Party as it released a list of 32 candidates for the October 5th Haryana Assembly elections. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India successfully carries out launch of Agni 4 ballistic missile from integrated test range at Chandipur in Odisha. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to inaugurate new Sainik School in Gorakhpur district of Uttar Pradesh today. India overtakes China in Morgan Stanley Emerging Markets Investable Market Index. India's forex reserves jump by $2.3 billion to hit an all-time high of $683.99 billion. 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival begins today with great devotion. And India's Hokkato Hoteze Sema bags bronze medal in men's shot put event at Paralympic Games in Paris. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.